Jimmy, that's the first defeat in five games. What are your thoughts immediately after it?
Immediate thoughts, just walking straight out the changing room. Me and John feel let down, very, very let down. They're taking us and taking the fans and taking the club to places in playoffs with good away form, and we're letting the fans down and letting ourselves down with our home form. We've just had talks about it where we think it's going wrong. We'll put it right, we will. But teams are coming here and they're doing a job on us, and you've got to give Mr. Wesley a lot of credit for what he's done today. But saying that, we let ourselves down. We know the quality wasn't there. They were difficult to beat. We knew how to beat them. We went through it meticulously all week on how they would play, what they would do, where we were going to beat them, and we weren't able to execute that.
Is it as simple as you just weren't at the races from minute one?
No, because I thought we started the game really brightly. The first 10, 15 minutes, I thought we were on the front foot. We were getting the ball wide. We were putting balls in the box. Jordan, we've had a word with Jordan Clark. He's got to start scoring more. He had three half chances, got across the keeper a couple of occasions, and another shot that he had right down his throat. So I thought we started quite well. The atmosphere in the changing room was very good. We were really up for this, but it quickly got extinguished, and they quickly got to grips with us, and we become laboured and slow and lethargic in the build-up play, and we were very predictable, and it quickly went out. Again, half-time, they've had a kick up the backside, and within two minutes, we go a goal down, and we knew, as soon as you go a goal down to a Graham Wesley team, it's going to be difficult, and they do everything they can within the rules to win a game, and, you know, credit to them today, they were excellent. They really were excellent.
Is that first goal absolutely crucial? Because it came from your corner.
Correct. Again, we've been through that, and a few times it happened to us. Mr. Mingoya scored at Cambridge, for those that's seen that, from our corner, and we've spoke to Zach about when you're marking one man, and where we have two back, you have to mark him to the death, and that wasn't good enough from Zach. He knows that. He's marking Healy. He's peeled off to the right wing. Zach hasn't followed him, and he's ended up putting the ball in from 10, 12 yards out, unchallenged, with a little tiny bit of skill. That's not good enough. Zach, no one would do that to Zach, and he knows that's not good enough. And as I say, after that, them going a goal up, we had to change things. We went to three at the back, and poor defending again has allowed them to score the second goal. We've got the ball. Janoy's give the ball away. Man unmarked, goal. Not good enough. Little bit of a rally, pull one back, and then the defending for the third wasn't good enough again. You know, the keepers got done with two near post shots. Not good enough. Bad day at the office, really bad day. We knew if we went a goal behind, they were warned. We've done all our own work. Bradford and Luton, we know going away to them games, we're okay. We're okay on the road, and we're doing that. We need to come up with a plan, a ploy, a strategy to beat these teams at home. Not lesser teams, because they were better than us today. They're not lesser than us. Cheltenham's are not lesser. Exeter, you know, they beat us fair and square at home. We've got to hold our hands up. They have. They beat us fair and square. We've got to come up with a plan to beat these teams. And when we do, we'll gallop up that league. Until then, we'll find it difficult.
Yeah, just finally, in terms of the home form, it's perhaps not back to the drawing board, but do you have to come up with something new, a new way of playing, or something that perhaps gives you a bit of a surprise factor, because it seems like teams know what to expect?
Yeah, they do. To answer that, yes, we do. Yes, we do, and that's what me and John are paid for. We'll have to address each game as it comes and think about how the opposition are going to line up against us, which we have done, and maybe, you know, it's a little bit easy ozy for some of these players who know they're going to play every week. Not no more. The riot act has been read to them. We're going to have to come up with something, and you know, we will, 100% certain that we will. And when we do, we'll be up the top of the league or near the top. If we don't win our own games, we're going to find it difficult.